Pursuing the Truth, The Jerry Bader Show.
.10:06, I've decided to have a little fun with something, and I decided not to tell Earl. Actually, that's not true. I just kind of thought of it. I thought of it earlier today, and I remembered it just now. Earl, we haven't done one of these in a long time. I'm going to ask a yes or no question. You can just put them right through, okay? Probably about 10 calls. You do have a duty here. You have to keep track of the yeses and the no. It hasn't been so long that you forgot that. You quickly grabbed your pad and pen over there, like the good producer that you are. 888-455-1360. And Earl's going to just put you right through on the air. Here's the question. Yes or no? Taking zinc lozenges helps stave off a cold. Yes or no? Don't want any explanations. Just yes or no. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. Zinc lozenges help stave off a cold. If you I'll just set this up a little bit. You start feeling yourself getting a cold or something, and you start hitting the zinc because your friends tell you that'll make sure you don't get it. You'll nip it in the bud. Yes or no? Hi, you're on the air. Yes or no?
No.
No, it doesn't. 888-455-1360. Do zinc lozenges help stave off a cold? Yes or no?
Yes, 100%.
100%. 888-455-1360. I'm not sure if Earl's got anyone set up here or not. All right. Hang on. Earl's doing his phone thing over there. Jerry Bader Show, yes or no on the zinc lozenges?
No.
No. All right. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. Do zinc lozenges help you stave off a cold? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Four calls, is that? 888. We'll go to 10. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. Do zinc lozenges help you stave off a cold? Hi, you're on the air. Yes or no?
No.
No. 888-455-1360. I think the no's are leading now. Zinc lozenges, yes or no? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, we have a yes, Earl. 888-455-1360. Earl's going to have to tell me where our count-wise here pretty soon because I like to keep my shoes on during the show, so I give me a 888-455-1360. Zinc lozenges, do they help stave off a cold? Yes or no?
No.
No, thanks a lot. So that was 8. That was 7. This is 8. So 3 more. 888-455-1360. Do zinc lozenges help stave off a cold? Yes or no?
No.
No. 888-455-1360. Two more. 888-455-1360. Do zinc lozenges help stave off a cold? Yeah, we have some more, Earl? Yes or no?
No.
No, they do not. One more call. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. Earl, do we have that person? We have that person. You are the finale. Do zinc lozenges help stave off a cold? Yes or no?
Yes, it does.
Yes. And okay, so 6 and 4. 6 no's, 4 yeses. Here's the deal. Scientific research says the no's are right. Scientific research says there is no evidence to suggest that zinc benefits in that fashion. My wife swears by it. She says if she loads up on the zinc, it works every time. I have something this weekend that I've been I have something I'm very much looking forward to. I think I'll be talking about it on the air on Monday. Earl, I haven't even told you, have I, what I have going on this weekend? I didn't think so. I'll tell you off the air. I plan probably on sharing it Monday. I really don't want to miss it. Today's Thursday, Tuesday. I started feeling the symptoms. It's like, no. So my wife, A, take the zinc. I said, well, you know, they say it doesn't work. She said, well, it works for me. So I went nuts on the zinc. Been taking a zinc lozenge in the waking hours about every 2 to 3 hours. Earl, it's working. It is working. I feel much, it stopped. The progression was kind of building up in my chest. I'm still coughing a little bit, but it stopped. And I'm telling you, I feel like I can track it to the zinc. Now, I don't know. It might be something to which I've been exposed or I have some level of immunity or whatever. Hard to say. I'm just saying it sure feels like it worked this time. I have had it fail in the past. Now, here's what I think is possible. I think for whatever reason, in some people, it might be effective. And in some people, it might not. I don't know. By the way, I'm not saying it is. I'm saying I don't know. But I found it interesting. Earl, actually, I was thinking we were going to have a 50-50 split. It's pretty close. 6-4, yeah. I thought it was going to be right on there. It's interesting because I guarantee there are people who still swear by it, and there are people who think it's complete hokum. I do not know which it is. I have no idea. I just know that things are looking very promising for me doing what I plan on doing this weekend, and I'm excited about that. And I was willing to try anything, including prayer. I prayed about it. But so it might be that, or maybe the prayers made the zinc work. I don't know. All I know is I am definitely headed in the right direction. Speaking of headed in the right direction, we continue to have a debate in Wisconsin on how to fix your roads. The roads, the state roads. There is now possibly will be a stronger push for toll roads. Allowing open road tolling on Wisconsin's interstates is the only viable way to raise state money to match whatever federal funding could be coming for transportation. Republican State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald told county officials yesterday. President Trump last month called on Congress to approve a $1.5 trillion federal infrastructure plan that likely would require states to put up some money to receive the federal funds. Trump's plan will rely on state and local governments working with private investors to come up with much of the cash. Republican legislative leaders have long been supportive of tolling in Wisconsin, and they reiterated that again Wednesday. Governor, isn't that redundant? Reiterated that again? That's redundant, isn't it? They reiterated that Wednesday. Governor Scott Walker said Wednesday that while he would be open to tolling if there's a corresponding tax decrease, but he's not in any way suggesting support for it. As with increasing the gas tax, Walker said he would only consider raising money from tolling if there's an equal or greater tax reduction elsewhere. And should Congress approve an infrastructure funding bill, Walker said he was confident the state could come up with whatever match is necessary, even without tolling or higher gas taxes. Interesting move by Fitz. I'll talk more about it in 5 minutes. Kind of seems to be putting a marker down. It's 10:16.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.